They grace 9 out of every 10 plants growing on the planet today, but in evolutionary terms, flowers are a relatively recent arrival, first bursting into bloom between 140 and 250 million years ago. Now, scientists have identified the genetic features common to modern flowers to determine what the first flower looked like. Nick Grimm reports.
Every year, spring brings with it the first blooms of the season, and spirits soar at the vivid explosion of new life. Even the arrival of fresh-cut flowers on the doorstep has been known to trigger joy. Humankind loves its flowers, and it's little wonder given they're responsible for propagating much of the organic life on the planet.
Really, it was the smell that hits you.
Even flowers that smell like death are popular, like the rare and notorious corpse flower that blooms just once every few years, bringing with it the stench of rotting flesh. Visitors to Adelaide's Botanic Gardens were treated to the scent earlier this year, and right now crowds have been gathering at Edinburgh's Royal Botanic Gardens in the hope of witnessing another, as senior horticulturalist Sadie Barber explains here.
So we expect it will flower probably towards the end of the first week of August, but it's a bit like waiting for a baby. You don't know exactly when that's going to happen.
But it seems even dead flowers have the power to fascinate and captivate, especially one that withered up and turned to compost at least 140 million years ago. European botanists have now determined what the single ancestor of all modern flowers looked like by combining models of flower evolution with the largest data set of features from living flowers ever assembled. Dr. Hervé Serquet is from France's Université Paris-Sud.
It was a highly imperfect flower. I find it rather attractive. It looks like a very interesting flower that we hadn't been thinking about until this point.
Some questions do remain about the first flower. For example, how it was coloured, how it was pollinated, or whether it was unisexual or bisexual. But the news is exciting botanists around the world, and particularly here in Australia, where Hervé Serquet will arrive next month to start working at Sydney's Botanic Gardens. Dr. Marco Doretto is the manager of plant diversity at the gardens.
I actually haven't seen the paper yet, but I have been waiting anxiously for this paper to come out. This is actually very, very exciting because a lot of people have done a lot of work, mainly in Europe but also North America, trying to work out what the first flower possibly looked like. And this first flower is the origin of all those flowers we know now, the 350,000 species. That goes from water lilies, things like orchids, which everyone knows is really quite diverse, and other things like grasses and sedges, which have tiny little wind-pollinated flowers.
What makes this so exciting for botanists like yourself?
Because the origin, the flower is so unusual in the plant world, so its origin is still a mystery. It's one of those great mysteries of science, like the origin of the moon and things like that. We actually probably know more about the origin of the moon than we do about the origin of flowers.
Dr. Marco Doretto from Sydney's Royal Botanic Gardens, ending Nick Grimm's report.